Miss Flora dies early. I headed for Hyde Park, where the young ladies of the day habitually gathered to indulge in the latest fashions, such as shoes with bells on them, hats with chimes on them, and purses with foghorns on them. And there was Flora, radiant and beautiful. Love made me nervous as I approached her.
Please forgive my boldness, but...
However, before I could finish, I was brutally rugby-tackled out of the way by a colossal black-clad figure.
How dare you talk to my charge? How dare you even look at her?
I beg your pardon, sir.
Sir? Sir, indeed. Is it not obvious that I am a woman?
Well...
Because I am. I am Miss Dyesurly's governess. Miss Chastity Hardthrasher.
I could hardly believe it. The Hardthrasher brothers had a sister. She would be a formidable obstacle indeed. But love drove me on.
Very well. Miss Hardthrasher, may I walk and talk with your charge?
Of course not. She is no slattern. If you wish to woo Miss Dyesurly, you may apply in writing for a tea appointment.
I rushed home and did as she suggested, and by return of post, received an invitation to tea later that week. Finally, the glorious day for tea arrived.
Good afternoon, Miss Hardthrasher.
Mr. Bin?
May I ask when Flora is to join us?
She is not.
But I thought we were to have tea together.
And so you shall. But in the same room? Never! She is no slut, strumpet, or trollop.
Of course not.
Miss Dyesurly is in another room.
Next door?
In Scotland. If today goes well, you may soon have tea in the same country, then the same town, and eventually in the same house. But not in the same room until you are married. After all, she's no over-made-up schoolgirl panting for the touch of the sixth-form Casanova.
And so I started to woo my love. It was a long process, but in the meantime I had letters from my sister to look forward to.
Dearest brother, all is not well. Mr. Benevolent has followed us, and as I write this, he is hammering at our very door. Oh, Pip, he is through and is advancing across the room towards me almost faster than I can write this to you. I must stop now and call Mr. Parsimonious for help. Hope you are well. Love, Pippa.
Then the letter continued in a different hand.
Dear Pip, just writing to reassure you that I have entered the room. Seen Mr. Benevolent advancing on your sister, and as soon as these brief lines are finished, I shall stop him. All good wishes, Mr. Parsimonious.
But the reassurance was short-lived. as the letter continued in a cruel, spidery hand.
Dear Pip. That old fool has put down the pen, so it is mine now, mine. And your sister will be too, ha ha ha, ha ha.
I've got the pen back, and I am...
Mine again.
I have found a spare pen. Help us, Pip, help us.
Just a quick line to let you know that I'm about to tell Pippa to put that other pen down, or I shall kill Parsimonious.
Just to let you know I'm going to do that, then.
She's done that, and I've said good. I have them now, and there's nothing you can do about it. Yours sincerely, gently benevolent Esquire. Kiss, kiss, crossed out.
I was concerned, but also in love. And love triumphs over concern every time. And I was about to meet Flora face to face.
Mr. Bin, you have done as I asked and taken a cold bath?
I have.
Good. I shall make final preparations. There. I have built a fence around you. I shall fetch Miss Dyesurly.
The prospect of seeing Flora made me feel quite strange. As the door opened, I could hear my heart pounding like a drum. And as she stepped into the room, it was as if the air was filled with beautiful choral music. And there she was, with a choir and a drummer.